Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The mayor says to hell with the police department. The mayor says to hell with public safety. Someone's blocking traffic on the way to a hospital. Hell with them. Just let them do their thing because they're protesters. Leave them alone, police department. Man, dangerous stuff. Just ask the head of the police union, Bob Swartzwelder. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Thank you for having me, sir.
This is very unsettling, is it not, sir, what the mayor says?
It's extremely unsettling, Marty, and it's creating substantial problems with morale among the rank and file. And what I think the general public needs to be aware of today, right now, there's close to 300 officers that have over 20 years on the job, which includes high-level command staff. If they decide, hey, no support from the mayor, no support from the district attorney, it's becoming ridiculously difficult to earn a paycheck here. Is it really worth it? And they walk. You will have such a vacuum in the police force with highly experienced officers and highly experienced command staff that, you know, I would be extremely nervous as a resident.
How could you blame them? Bob, right. How could you blame them if they didn't all walk today? Seriously, how? From the chief on down, man. From the chief on down.
That is absolutely correct. There's very few. The vacuum that would, the void, Marty, the rapidity of that void, you could not fill it for another 10 years. It would take you a decade to refill that void. And with the mayor doing what he's doing was just outrageous. I know these officers were involved in this arrest. I've spoken to the main officer who orchestrated it in conjunction with the other officers. This is exactly what the mayor requested a couple of months ago. He specifically asked, after the East Liberty incident, why can't we just get the one protester that's causing the most problems? They did so, and now they're being highly criticized for it. If people are acting like it's some Syrian snatch operation.
Thank you.
That is not what happened here.
Lay it out. Lay it out. This was legal. This was above board. This was done to make peace, not war. And the mayor's creating a war.
Right, remember what happened to this gentleman, Marty, when he got arrested. He immediately went forthwith to be arraigned, which is exactly what we do based on the Constitution here. He was arraigned. He appeared before a neutral and detached magistrate, which is what the Constitution of the United States states. After he was arraigned, he was given no bond and released. That's how it works. That's exactly how the system's supposed to work. He didn't disappear. He wasn't disappeared like off the streets of Syria or something like that where everybody's trying to make this occur. That's why he has Lisa Middleman as his lawyer. She's in the newspaper. Everybody's talking about it. They know exactly who the guy is. He was not disappeared. He was arrested. It was a specific low visibility arrest is exactly what happened here. A pre-planned event with highly skilled individuals. Nobody was hurt. No protesters were injured. And he was immediately taken forthwith to the magistrate. I don't know where this controversy is coming from at all.
Union President Bob Swartzwelder. Hey, Bob, the way I see it, was he not blocking traffic, sir, on the way to a hospital?
Marty, he was warned at least seven times during a search incident to arrest. The guy had six radios, a gas mask, and all kind of other items inside of his backpack. So was this an individual? Was this coming out to say, hey, we don't like what the government's doing and we're going to peacefully protest? He had organized bicyclists, and this is a tactic. That's why they were watching him for a long time. And here's the other issue that no one knows. And I spoke to the individuals involved, and they wanted me to talk to you about it. The other aspect of this was they were using the bicycles to force the police perimeter out more and more so that they can create mayhem on the inside. And so the police report, so he was warned at least seven times spoken to by the Civil Affairs Unit, which are, you know, our low-level guys just come out and try to speak with these individuals. They ignored them. And finally, when they tried to move in twice, but the crowd was too large around the individuals, so they didn't want to incite the crowd. So they aborted the operation at least twice before they finally had him isolated enough to just arrest him. So they did exactly what the mayor asked. They kept the peace. They took the individual forthwith to the magistrate. His booking photos, he doesn't even have a scratch on him or even a hair out of place. His backpack contained all kind of paraphernalia that is not indicative of a peaceful protest.
Bob, this notion that he was kidnapped off the streets, obnoxious, right? Obnoxious, abducted.
It's outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous. Marty, if he's kidnapped, why is he out on bond? How does the magistrate know exactly where he is and what his name is and so on? And here's the other thing. And the district attorney, you know, needs to be a little bit more supportive of the police himself. I mean, for him to say, oh, it should have went by summary, you have to identify the individual. Anybody that reads the rules of criminal procedure, this is rules of criminal procedure 101, you have to know exactly who it is you're arresting before you issue a summons or a non-traffic citation and so on, because the rules of criminal procedure say if you can't clearly identify the individual, he is to be taken forthwith to the magistrate. That's exactly what the police did. Here's what you have going on right now.
Hey, Bob.
Bob,
you have a guy that's blocking traffic on the way to the hospital, so let's jump forward. Ambulance headed to the hospital, man in the back, massive heart attack. Fire truck headed to a house, firefighters trying to get to the scene, protesters blocking the scene. Your men are now being told, don't arrest those protesters. Is that accurate?
Correct. The officers of the city of Pittsburgh are being told that.
That's right.
And they don't know what to do because you have a district attorney that doesn't like the mayor, and the mayor doesn't get along with the district attorney.
Right.
So you have this political...
kindergarten. Political kindergarten.
Yep. That's nicely stated, Marty. So political kindergarten, and guess who's in the middle? The police officers are placed right in dead center in the middle. So the DA is supposed to prosecute the crimes when the police officers make the arrest. The mayor's supposed to be in support because he is the senior executive of any city, and the senior executive's job is safe public safety, you know, across the board. And you have these two at odds, and they're squashing the police right in the middle. And I have 269 with another 30 more on the heels that can almost reach 300. They may decide tomorrow morning, you know what, I had enough.
I have...
I'm going to go collect my pension. I'm going to move on.
I have a dozen texts saying I'm getting the hell out. Is that accurate to say there are a lot of officers feeling that way, sir?
I think that number's low. I think a lot of officers are reaching out, looking at what they're going to go do. They're setting their careers up right now. They're their third trimester here, or the second stage in life, and they're getting ready to move on. And I think it's just going to drop, and they're going to do it on their time. And I feel bad because, you know, I've lived in this city all my life. I remain a city resident here, and as well as a lot of other Pittsburgh police officers. And if they decide to walk, Marty, it's going to be a problem. I'm not trying to scare the general public. I am talking reality. I run these numbers every single day.
All right, let's say they stay. A bunch of them telling me, okay, I'm not going to arrest anyone. And by the way, this is happening in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Cops are saying, all right, we won't arrest anyone. If the mayor tells me I can't arrest a guy for blocking traffic on the way to a hospital or a fire, why would I arrest him, Bob? Why would I do it?
Well, that's right, because here's what you're doing. You're career ending. You're putting your mortgage at risk. You're putting your child's education, especially if you have them in a private school or just their general upbringing, you're putting that at risk. So you're not going to. The police are going to act when they're 100% forced to ask. They're not going to engage in anything discretionary, and they're going to start waiting around for people to tell them what to do, which is exactly what you do not want. You want police officers to be able to operate independently. That's why they're highly trained and highly skilled. And when you start micromanaging, they'll say, okay, well, I'll just wait till you tell me what to do.
Union President Bob Schwarzwalder, here's my other concern, is that protesters will now protest with impunity, sir. They ain't going to mess with us. We got the protection of the mayor. There has to be that fear as well.
Well, sure. All they have to do is go walk up to his house. He blows his stack. He goes and talks to his high-level public safety officials. They explain everything to him. But then in the political arena, when you have the district attorney and the mayor in the newspaper screaming because the media sticks a microphone in their face or asks a few questions or a cell phone, they panic and they just start saying anything that'll promote them politically rather than the reality. And nobody really wants to have a discussion about reality here.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your honesty. Thanks, my man. It's important stuff. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, Marty, you take care. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.